It's a pleasure to spend this time with you once again to talk about the chance that we had to go to Aruba. First of all, thank the elders for allowing me to speak once more about this great topic, that the trip that we had and the experiences that we had. Thank you for listening, and also thank you for your help with supporting us in financial means, but in spiritual means. I know that we were in your prayers, and it gave us safe travels and an outstanding trip. But before we get into this presentation, let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Let's pray together. Oh Lord, our God, we thank you for this day that you have given us, that we can set it aside to worship you. God, we have the chance tonight to look at some of the work that we are doing for your kingdom. God, we ask that this will provoke our spirits within us, that we'll want to do more for your kingdom. Hey, Father, send us wherever we can go. We lift this prayer to you through your Son, Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Like I said, we had a chance to go on this wonderful mission trip. Derek knows Larry Waymire, the guy that we went with. He's from Freed Hardeman. And maybe Derek came up to you at some point and talked about this trip, because I know he had to have talked at least to everybody in here and mentioned that we were going to Aruba, that we had a chance to go to Aruba. And I think it got down to the wire, and he was definitely looking for people. And he came up to me, and I don't know what he was expecting with an answer, but he said, "Would you like to go to Aruba?" "Yeah, I'll go." And he just kind of lit up from there. And then I went and did the same thing and spread it on to Katie Roten, and she's the one of our college kids that came with us also. So Derek and Danielle and Katie and myself, we had a chance to go on this trip, and it was July 30th through August 6th. You have to work with this remote here. Here we go. All right, we had a chance to work with the Church of Christ that met in San Nicolas. This is the sign out front, and you're about to see some different changes that we had a chance to do with this great place. So here's the mission team. Just want to make sure this all works. I'm not really good with PowerPoints while speaking, so just bear with me. This is our mission team that we had. We had Larry Waymire, that he was the one that really got the trip going. He has been going down to the Caribbean for quite a while now and bringing more people with him. Next to him is Riley. That is Brittany's boyfriend. Brittany is his daughter. And so they actually lived down in Aruba for many years. And so they knew the area and they knew the people very well. You have Katie Roden, which is one of our college kids. You have Danielle and Derek, which you know, and then myself. Here's a picture of the two girls. They had a good experience, although they had a little bit of shock at some point. Katie found out that in our house that our bathroom had a lot of cockroaches. And so every night before she wanted to take a shower, she had to kill the cockroaches. And by she, I mean call on me to do it. And so she was a little worried about that at first. But we worked through it, and then you have Danielle there. This is me holding the iguana. We found this in the church building. This is a small one. I'm going to show you a picture here in a little bit about the iguanas, that they were all over the place. In Aranjestad, which is one of the main tourist places where all the cruise liners come, that you see these things running around everywhere. People keep feeding them, and they get bigger and bigger. And we had a chance to catch one, and so this is me holding an iguana. Here's Derek holding a boa constrictor. Yes, it is a baby that we found behind the church building within the same 10 minutes of the iguana. That was a good experience, as we were painting the back of the church building, finding this. It was a little baby, and they took care of it, but they definitely get bigger. And they said, we were talking to some of the Rubens, and they said, well, if there's a baby around, you can expect the mama and many other ones. So that was really exciting. A little bit about the island, the place that we got to go. It's right there. You're going to see the red box. You can't really see the island itself except for the letters Aruba. Let's zoom in on it a little bit. This is the island. 16 miles north of Venezuela. The size is only 19 by 6 miles. We traveled it from one end to the other every day almost. We'd go pick up people and go and see different places, go and find any kind of supplies that we could. We found out that they don't have just a Walmart, of course. You have to go to 6 or 7 different places to find the supplies that you need. But you can make it across the island all the way. It's actually ran by the Dutch colonies. And so they have a wide variety of culture. Everybody speaks 4 different languages. You have Papiamento, which is their version of Spanish and Dutch kind of mixed together and blended. And they speak it really quick. Then there's Dutch that everybody gets to learn. And they have English and Spanish. That's what they train everybody in. They can speak all 4 of these languages. And they will use them any way they can, just to rub it in our faces at some point. And there was 103,000 people population-wise. On our tour day, we got to see a lot of different sites of Aruba. This is the natural bridge that we got to see where the water goes under, and it just brought out a cave out place. And so we got to go there and stand there and get some mist. And so that was really nice on a hot day. That's a big old iguana, let me tell you. They were running around everywhere. So this was a chance that we got to zoom in on one. And I wish I was able to hold that one, I'll say that. But they were running all over the place. All right, San Nicolas is the place that we worked. It was a small town. I guess it was about 20 minutes away from the airport when we came in, once you go through all the back roads and everything. And so we had a chance to visit with the church there. There's two churches on the entire island, and they're on opposite ends. So we worked with the church at San Nicolas, and Aranjestad is the one that you see all the information about, which is where Natalie Holloway disappeared, if you're wanting to know. That is the main place, but it's just a tourist area, and she was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and you can hear all the Rubens talk about it and how upset they are with the situation. This is just looking out. I believe this is from the top of the church building. Derek and I spent some time on top of the church building, and I'm going to show you what it looks like. This is looking from a mountain I'm going to show you in a little bit called Hoiberg, which in Dutch means haystack, and I'll show you why. But it looks out over the entire island. You can walk all the way around it, and you can see the ocean on every side of the island. That's Hoiberg, and we climbed it. And there was a lot of stairs, and we were very tired. Larry said that when he used to live there that he would go up and down it three times in a row, and he said there was the Marines that lived there. There's 150 Marines in Aruba, and one of the things they have to do is put all their gear on, and they climb up the backside where there's no stairs. We had the stairs, which were 700 plus, and they go up the backside, which is full of cactus and poisonous iguana, poisonous lizards and other things. So that tells you how tough they are, that you don't want to mess with them. And this is just a pretty cool lizard that we saw at the top. We tried to catch like 100 different pictures of him just so we could have that. So there's a colorful lizard. This is in Aranjestad. This is back where all the boats come together, that they have all these different places you can go shop, nice restaurants. But this was just a nice view. You see how beautiful the water is, that just absolutely the best color blue that you can have. But this is just some of the boats behind there. And you can see the hotels. A chance to talk about the church. This was my first work mission trip that I've been on. I've had a chance to go to different places and do different kinds of evangelism, but we had the chance to do a work camp, in a sense that we painted the entire church building. But when we first landed in Aruba on Saturday, we headed out really early from Atlanta. Our flight headed out at 7:10, and we got to Aruba in the afternoon. We got to the house where we were staying, dropped our stuff off, and Larry took us into the neighborhood, and we started passing out flyers for a gospel meeting that we did every night. So we didn't have any chance to rest, especially when some of us only had 2 hours of sleep the night before. But I'm going to show you the church. This is some of the people there. This is Miss May. We stayed in one of her family members' house. They opened it up to us, and there were three rooms in there that we all had a chance to live in there. But one of the sweetest ladies you'll meet, and just wants to sit around and talk, give you a hug. And one of the things they do there is that they'll kiss you on the side of the cheek. You go up and give somebody a hug, and they're going to give you a kiss on the cheek just to show their love. And they are full of hugs and smiles and everything. And this is one of the sweetest ladies there. This is some of the other members. Brother Brown is one of the oldest members there, and he is, and everybody knows him. He's spoken of very highly, and there's some more people with him. And there's just more of the members in the fellowship hall, which they cook meals for us every day. While we were out working, we'd come back and have lunch, and then after the gospel meeting, we had a chance to sit down together and just fellowship. That the church got to meet just as what we do here. Food has to be involved, and they cook some really good food. Although they said they had iguana stew, but they never made it for us. That was a specialty. When I mention his name, you're going to see the other people light up. Benny. Benny was one of the coolest people. He would go down to Aranjestad, and he had a place that he had set up next to the beach, and he would take leaves, and he would turn them into all kinds of stuff. I have a grasshopper and a flower in my office that he would take those leaves in his hands, and he would weave them together to make different stuff. He made iguanas, hats, all kinds of stuff, but he was one of the coolest guys. He would show you how to make a fish and all kinds of stuff. Just want to sit down and talk to you. And he would go around, and the first night, he came from one of the different congregations, but he was picking up everybody's trash. He was one of the nicest guys, though. So we had a lot of fun with Benny. This is Christian, the preacher there, Tim. This is his son. that we had a chance to talk to him. He's 11 years old, and he spent a lot of time with us. From when we came to the airport, he was constantly with us, where it got to the point where he's like, can I just spend the night with you guys? And we're like, yeah, man, it's like midnight, and we've been working all day. We're going to sleep, you guys. I just want to stay there with you guys. He was just looking for some people to hang out with and have fun, and he was constantly there with us while we were painting, while we were doing work. So this is Christian, and this is Brittany, Larry's daughter. But I just wanted to take a picture of him. This is some more of the members from the Papamento congregation on the other side of the island. And so they came over and spent some time with us. Tim, which is on the left, and Jonathan on the right. Jonathan is the preacher that just he just graduated from the preaching school in Trinidad. And so this was being a Bible presented to him for all the things that he's done. He's the preacher over at the Papamento congregation, and Tim is the preacher here in San Nicolas. The guy in the middle of us is Andy. He is the Freddy of San Nicolas. He was constantly there helping out people, always painting. We have a picture of him here and a little bit of him painting. This is some of the people there, some of the young kids that worship there. You see Brittany in the middle, that she did spend some time there, and she was so excited to see all of her friends that you could tell that she was not from Aruba when we first talked to her because of her strong accent. By the time that we left, she was already an Aruban. She had the accent ready to go in the different language, so she got back with her family really well. We had a bonfire together. We're not sure what it meant when they said we're going to have a bonfire Thursday night. We didn't know if it was going to be like ours or not, and it was. They had a big fire pit, and they lit it on fire. We sat around, sang songs, and just had a chance to talk, played games, and had a lot of good food. Just a chance to be with the church and to fellowship. This is Jonathan entertaining us, which he did a lot. He had some good stories, and if you needed a song, he could give it to you in whichever language you needed. He just knew them all. Kind of like Bob McKee, just in different languages. All right, let's talk a little bit about the work that we did. We painted a lot. Monday, they brought in a pressure washer and big buckets of 5 gallons of white paint. And this was the gate that was outside, one that you come into the compound where the church is. And it was a rusty red, which they had painted over. So this was out in the blazing sun. The sun was constantly bearing down on you. And there was a constant breeze that came through, except for like our last day there, it kind of went away. The breeze is there constantly. They have windmills so they can get power from there. I almost called it a wind generator. Derek got on to me about that. But the wind constantly blows, so that was good, but the sun was still hot. And you can see Riley was burnt. He was solid red by the end of the week. He didn't have a good time with the sun. This is the bars that were painted outside. They're painted green and yellow, which, yes, those are the Jamaican colors, but that's not the reason they did it. There's two political parties there, and each one are represented by those two colors. And so they put it on the church building to say that we are unbiased, that we are the church, that we don't want to pick any side. And so they ended up painting the bars yellow and green. And so they spent a lot of time doing that. We spent some time on the roof. Derek did a lot of electrician work. This is one of the lights. He had a lot of fun with this one specifically. When he touched the outside, it actually shocked him. And he found out there was like 60 volts going through it. So he got shocked by touching it. So we replaced the floodlights for him so they could have light around this area at night. And so we spent a lot of time on the ladder. This is Andy doing his work. He was out there constantly with us, right there underneath the ladder with a paintbrush, whatever we needed. He was constantly there, Freddy. This is a good picture of me. We are on top of the building, and the sun is in my face, and Derek's enjoying his sunglasses while looking up at me, taking pictures. I might have added to it a little bit, but it was hot up there, and we had to paint the top of the tower on top of the church building. So that's an entertaining picture. We had rollers, which we used a lot. And that was something that we bought when we went down there, something that they could use over and over again if they needed to paint more of the church building or if they need to help out some of the members. So we bought these kind of things and left them down there, but we used them. This is Katie painting there. Everything that we could paint, we did it. And this was the bars, that they were rusty and they were kind of a dull color, but we painted them so they looked really good, had to put a lot of different coats on there. There's Danielle painting. They also painted the wall underneath it, and the green and yellow really stuck out once we did that. This is the tower in front. Derek has two extensions put together with pipe clamps, and we wish that we could take a picture underneath and show you how high up he was. And I'm inside the tower just enjoying watching him do this, because he was leaning out over the ladder using these extensions, and the extensions were just bowed. But that shows his dedication when it comes to work, trying to paint the top of that. And we painted the whole inside of it, so we were having fun that day. This is before. You can see how the paint had been coming off of it, that it was a white color, but you can see the cement that started shining through. And this is when we got done, a very nice white. And I have to say this, that when I was flying out Friday afternoon, I was looking for the church building, and I found it from the airplane. That's how white it was. I'm really not exaggerating. I followed the roads, and you could see how white it was. And so it looked really good. This is the side view, and you can see the tower that we were up on, that we painted that. And this is what it looked like after. Very beautiful. So that way, when you're going around telling people, you know, why don't you come and worship with us at San Nicolas Church of Christ? And they say, which one? Well, that's the very white building over there on the corner, right across from the school. Oh, okay, I know that one. This is the inside courtyard. This is going into the fellowship hall. You can see how the paint was coming off, and just how it looked really bad. And this is afterwards. It looked really nice, and we did a lot of repainting there. This is out front where the bars are that they were painting. It shows you the color they were. And this is when we got done, how beautiful it looks. Our time not only was spent working with the church there, it was spent worshiping with them. Every night we had a gospel meeting that we put on, and we passed out flyers to bring as many people in as we possibly could, and we had some great numbers there. But we had a chance to have worship and Bible study. This is inside the church building. Enjoy your padded seats, because there they were very, very hard, and you have to shift around a lot just so you could get the blood flow. But the air conditioners in the back, those didn't actually work. They would open up the windows, but if you can see where we're sitting on this left side here, that was where the best breeze was coming through, and we just happened to sit there. So we enjoyed that, but this is just a chance to sing. They had our song books. So when Derek got a chance to do the song leading, he was very comfortable with it. He wasn't sure what he was going to get to down there. This is me preaching to the congregation on Sunday night. We had a great turnout. People from the Poppy Minto congregation came over and worshiped with us and had dinner with us. This is a chance for me to speak to them. This is just a cute girl that Derek ended up taking a picture of, and he put it in there, and I just wanted to show you some of the people there. This is Ponch. I'm not going to call him Poncho, because I did that to his face and felt bad about it, but it's Ponch, not Poncho. He was one of the song leaders there, and he was really good at it and really enjoyed it. His heart got into it. This is Riley preaching. Riley knows how to preach, and he had a sweat rag with him because he was just going to town, and everybody just enjoyed him and the enthusiasm that he had every time he preached. Derek leading singing. He said he wasn't going to speak when he got down there, although I'm going to show you in a minute that he did end up doing a little bit of a lesson. A lot of you may have thought that he was going to speak tonight, and he was like, no, Billy, you're going to do it. I'll put the presentation together, which he did all these pictures and stuff, so you can say he did a good job. But he's like, I don't want to get up there and speak. I told him I was going to throw him under the bus and do the first half, and he was going to do the second, but that didn't work out too well. It's me preaching again. Got my preacher face on. We had a Bible study with a man named Cheeto. He had a lot of different religions in his mind that he wanted to follow, and we had a chance to sit down with him and talk to him. And this is Cheeto and one of his friends that he was just going through the island, needed somewhere to stay, and he came across Cheeto, and Cheeto said, "Won't you come on in?" And so he housed Robert, and they were just taking a picture with them, that they really enjoyed the time of fellowship with him. They came by the church building and talked to him. This is a nursing home that we had there, and this is Derek speaking. He was kind of worried about what he was going to get when he got there, but it was just like the nursing homes that we have here. And he did a great job, and we have some of the members that live here. So we just had a chance to spend some time with them, talk to them. You know, it's the same thing that we deal with here. People just want to sit down and talk. So we had a chance to go and sing songs and present God's Word. This is us out front, just a beautiful area. And they were actually in the middle of moving. They were going to a different building. So we just took some time and took a picture. Once again, this is the church building, just a chance of us worshiping. Now to leave it, what can we do now? Now you see all these different pictures. What can we do now? We have a chance to go back to Aruba. This will be during spring break. There's a group from Freed Hardeman going that Derek and Danielle plan on going back with. And so the dates are March 17th through 24th. But what can we do as a church here? Also, we're going to be having the college group and the young professionals and others that want to combine. We're going to go to Jamaica. I've been down there twice, and I have some contacts that we're going to be dealing with, that we're going to get a trip together for May 12th through 19th. If there's any way that you want to participate, support, come and talk to Derek or myself, and we're going to get this trip together that we're going to go and spread God's word and show what the church is like in different countries and around different people. So this is a chance that you can have to go and share God's word. But not only is it just in mission trips, it's in our everyday life. I'm going to read the verses that we had, Brian read to us from Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. You know, you got to have these verses when it comes to mission work. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." That is our mission, that we take the word of God, the love of God, eternal life, hope, and peace, and we bring it to people in this world that may not have it. That is our entire mission. That whether we're out of the country in Aruba or Jamaica, or we're sitting next to our co-workers, next to our family, that we share with them the word of God. If these kind of things have really been on your heart, that you want to do more for God, dedicate yourself tonight to do more for His cause. If there's something that's holding you back, whether you have some kind of sin, personal struggle, the church here wants to pray with you and help you through whatever the situation may be. Whatever it is that's holding you back from serving God to your utmost, giving Him the full potential, dedicate yourself to God tonight. Make a change in your life so you can make a change in the kingdom that will last for eternity. Think about the things that we've presented and the things that we've talked about. If there's something that you need, think about it as we come and as we sing.